708 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Morning, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you all along. Coming up tonight, Spanish Fort Mayor and Council Candidate Forum put on by the Common Sense Campaign Tea Party. This is going to be at the Spanish Fort Container Restaurant Park Pavilion at the intersection of Town Center Avenue and Bass Pro Shops Drive. We'll be emceeing the event. Here's how it works. Social distancing in place, face mask, tables under the pavilion are spread out. Also, you can bring your own lawn chair to get spread out on the grassy area. And plus, they're going to have a low-power FM radio transmitter, so you can sit in the car like a drive-in and listen to it as well. So we'll talk more about that coming up later on in the show, but that's from 6 to 8 tonight, Spanish Fort. You want to hear from the mayoral candidates, council candidates. That happens at the Spanish Fort Container Restaurant Park Pavilion. All right, coronavirus by the numbers nationally and here at home. Another day, another set of numbers. Dalton has those now.
Yeah, and there were some abnormalities in the numbers from Alabama yesterday. We'll get to those in just a minute, but we start nationally where we now have over 5,060,000 total positive cases of coronavirus since the pandemic hit our shores and nearly 155,000 that have died due to COVID-19. Good news, we are heading back down the curve after we hit a second peak for new cases around July 23rd. There were 41,807 new cases added for America yesterday. That is the lowest number since July 6th, and the seven-day average has fallen to just over 52,000 cases per day. That's right around what we were averaging on July 8th on our way up that curve. Testing has been quite a bit lower since the 1st of August. Because of that, the seven-day average has dropped to around 710,000 tests per day, and right now in America, around 7.4% of those tests are coming back positive. There were 426 deaths reported nationally yesterday, and the reported fatality numbers are usually lower on Mondays, but even knowing that, that's the lowest number of deaths reported in one day since July 20th. That's some more good news there. And the seven-day average has been fairly consistent over the last 11 days at right around 1,050 deaths per day. Here in Alabama, 99,390 confirmed cases in the state and 1,733 have passed away due to COVID-19. The current hospitalization numbers are trending down a little bit. We're down to 1,528 Alabamians that are hospitalized with the virus. While the number of new cases in Mobile County has been trending down lately, there were a record 570 new cases added yesterday. Mobile County Health Department's Dr. Rindy Murphy explained in her Monday presser that like last Sunday, when 532 new cases were added, the MPH was having data issues reporting that information to the Alabama Department of Public Health, and those were mostly backlogged cases that were added to the new count yesterday. Dr. Murphy added that it does not necessarily reflect the current trends that they are seeing in the county, and looking at those trends, looks like we are heading down the curve with new cases. So Mobile County now has 10,517 positive cases and 207 that have died due to COVID-19. Baldwin County added 107 new cases yesterday and no new deaths. They've had 3,651 positives with 25 that have died. I mentioned it a minute ago, if you look at the chart locally, we are heading down the slope of the first and I hope only wave of cases. Until yesterday's outlier spike in those cases, Mobile was averaging 135 per day over the last week. That's the lowest since July 13th. And Baldwin now averaging 63 new cases per day. That's closer to what they were averaging back in mid-July. Washington County has had 443 positive cases with 12 deaths. Clark County, 826 cases with 9 deaths. More on their numbers in a minute. Monroe County has had 421 cases with 5 fatalities. Connecticut County, 393 cases with 10 deaths. Escambia County's had 1,087 cases with 17 that have died. Choctaw County, 287 cases with 12 deaths. And Wilcox County, 432 cases with 10 deaths. And the numbers over since Saturday have exploded in Clark County. Until Saturday, the highest daily increase for Clark County was 16. But on Saturday, they added 166 new cases, and that was followed by 164 yesterday. Just like Mobile and like we saw with Montgomery over the weekend, this has to be a large backlog of data that they're adding to the numbers. Of course, that makes it very difficult to follow the trends if they're unloading this data without having a time reference for when these cases were confirmed. There were 1,655 cases added for the state yesterday. Again, that includes some of that backlog data. The 7-day average is down to 1,352 cases per day. That's what we were averaging a month ago on the way up our first major peak. But like the nation's numbers as a whole, it appears that new cases are on the way down the curve after we hit a peak of nearly 2,000 cases per day back on July 18th. And some good news, over 18,000 tests were added to Alabama's cumulative total yesterday, so we're catching back up in the testing. There were 26 deaths reported yesterday. That spiked the 7-day average back up to 22 per day. New cases trending down. Hospitalizations have been fairly steady over 3 weeks, and we're catching up with the testing numbers. Sean, I would expect to see the numbers of COVID fatalities in the state to decrease this week following those highs in cases from about 2 weeks ago. That's a look around the state and the nation with COVID-19.
And Dalton, appreciate that update. And there are more than 5 million known COVID-19 cases in the United States, according to Johns Hopkins University. One group has seen a noticeable increase and rise in U.S. infections, and that has been with children. We think about that with school going back in. Here's John Lawrence with more.
Public health officials warned about opening schools in states with COVID-19 hotspots. President Trump says COVID-19 shouldn't keep children out of schools.
For the most part, they do very well. I mean, they don't get very sick. They don't catch it easily. They don't get very sick.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis supports seeing children return to the classroom despite the COVID-19 pandemic.
In terms of the risk to school kids, this is lower risk than seasonal influenza.
Former Harvard Medical Professor William Hasseltine disagrees.
You're waiting for a second fire to erupt. You're pouring fuel on a raging fire.
More than 800 students in Georgia's Cherokee County are in quarantine due to possible coronavirus exposure. This 1 week after in-person learning began. Over the past 4 weeks, there's been a 90% hike in known COVID-19 cases among U.S. children, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics and the Children's Hospital Association. Epidemiologist Michael Osterholm expects children back in school will result in more infections.
We think we're going to see an explosion of cases in September that will far surpass what we saw after Memorial Day, and that this is just going to continue to increase and getting higher and higher in terms of numbers.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
All right, 7:15, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. So you got schools already back in. Baldwin County Public Schools going back in tomorrow. That's happening. And then parochial schools as well. Hopefully those stories don't hold true for our area as the kids go back in. All right, 7:15 on the way in sports.
Well, I'll do my best to try to explain what went on yesterday in the world of college football.
I got my notepad out.
What conferences are canceling, what conferences plan to play. I'll let you know all about that coming up in sports. Plus, we'll talk about the Braves game from last night. And the New England Patriots signed a veteran running back. I'll let you know who coming up in sports.
All right, WKRG headlines next.
All right, 7:17 here on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Yesterday was a day filled with many anonymous sources, rumors, and speculation in the world of college football. After the Mid-American Conference announced Saturday that they will not play football this fall, well-respected journalists began reporting that the Big Ten would soon become the first Power 5 conference to postpone or cancel the season, and that the Pac-12 would likely follow their lead. Around 10 a.m. yesterday, reports began surfacing that the Big Ten had voted to postpone the season, a 12-2 vote, with Nebraska and Iowa abstaining. Well, not abstaining, but voting no. Soon, Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh, Ohio State coach Ryan Day, and Penn State coach James Franklin began tweeting their disapproval of the move to cancel the season. Then Yahoo's Pete Thamel later tweeted that he was told by a Big Ten official that no vote had been held. Big Ten officials did meet last night, but no announcement has been made of their decision. Pac-12 school presidents are scheduled to meet today to vote on whether to play fall sports this year. The SEC and ACC are taking a different route. They plan to play football this year. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey tweeted yesterday afternoon that the best advice he's received is to be patient. Alabama head coach Nick Saban and several other coaches and athletic directors were more direct, saying that they intend to play football this fall. Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports says that an ACC official told him the league, quote, absolutely plans on playing football in the fall. Dodd's report came after an ACC conference call with athletic directors and university presidents. Leaders from the Big 12 conference will reportedly meet by phone tonight to explore their options. The Dallas Morning News reports they'll be joined by medical advisors on the call. It doesn't seem that anyone, including Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby, has a clear read on what the conference directors will decide. That means the Big 12 could end up being the swing vote in the Power 5. In Group of Five conferences, athletic directors and school leaders from each conference met to discuss their plans for the season. After the MAC became the first conference to postpone football, the Mountain West announced Monday that they are also postponing their season. Mountain West did say that the Air Force Academy could seek to play an independent schedule if they'd like. Later, the Air Force athletic director said they are exploring playing their annual games against Army and Navy. Yesterday evening, Brett McMurphy from Stadium reported that the Sun Belt Conference plans to follow the SEC's lead and play sports this fall. McMurphy also reported that despite Old Dominion canceling their fall season, the rest of Conference USA still plans to play this year. And Sports Illustrated's Ross Dellinger tweeted last night that the American Athletic Conference is also moving forward with a 2020 season. So if you're keeping count at home, in the Power 5, Big Ten and Pac-12 likely to call off their season. The SEC and ACC are cautiously planning to play, and the Big 12 is the wild card. In the Group of Five, the MAC and Mountain West will not play this year, while the Sun Belt, Conference USA, and American are full speed ahead. In baseball last night, Philadelphia scored 10 runs in the first two innings on their way to a 13-8 win over Atlanta. Bryce Harper, Roman Quinn, Didi Gregorius, and JT Realmuto all homered for the Phillies. Washington crushed the Mets 16-4. Tampa beat Boston 8-7. Houston got the win over San Francisco, and the Padres beat the LA Dodgers. The NHL Stanley Cup playoffs begin tonight. Last night, the New York Rangers won the NHL draft lottery and the right to select consensus number one draft pick Alexi Lafreniere in the 2020 draft. And in NFL news, New England has signed veteran running back Lamar Miller to a one-year contract. Miller has nearly 7,500 total yards from scrimmage and 40 total touchdowns in an eight-year career with Miami and Houston. 721 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 724, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, on the way in just about 10 minutes. A look at a little rain in the forecast for today in the next couple days, and a look at the tropics. That happens around 7:35. Also, heads up, my buddy Trey with 1-800-GOT-JUNK, getting rid of, it's what he does, gets rid of junk in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Could be at your house, could be a storage unit, could be an office, it could be a house you're getting ready to sell. He doesn't care. He's there for you. Give him the address and he'll find it. If you've got junk and you want it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And what I dig, too, is the appointment deal. What drives me berserk are service companies that give you that window or spectrum of time. They'll be there sometime between Tuesday at 8 a.m. and Friday at 9 p.m. You know, that deal, that's not how it works with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They set a day and a time that y'all all agree on. That's when they're there. They quote your price. If you say yes, they get to work and get the junk gone. It's that simple, and it's that great of a service. Check them out. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, we've talked vaccines about a bunch on the show, and we know we're in Operation Warp Speed right now, trying to get a vaccine ready to go. They're doing the second and third phase of testing at the same time on the vaccines. Mm. You know, there's several vaccines out there, but they're trying to get this done, obviously, very quickly. But why wait around when you told me during the break there that the Russians have...
Yeah. So we had a poll on our site a couple weeks ago asking whether you'd feel confident in taking a vaccine mm-hmm. if the United States made one available. Well, how confident would you feel in taking a vaccine from Russia? And I guess they're probably
Russian
working on
vaccine.
Operation Warpier Speed, I think is what's happening in Russia. So yesterday, the Russian president, we all have heard of him, Vladimir Putin, he said that they have registered a coronavirus vaccine for Russia. He even said that one of his daughters has already been inoculated with this vaccine.
It's already finished. Yeah, we're not even waiting on it.
The proof is right there. His daughter's been inoculated.
Okay, good.
So according to Axios, they said that scientists around the world are skeptical about Russia's claims. There's no published scientific data to back up Putin's claims that they have a viable vaccine or that it produces any sort of immunity without significant side effects. They haven't, you just mentioned, we're going through some phase two and phase three trials here mm-hmm. in America. Well, this Russian vaccine hasn't gone through any of those phase three trials.
They do not need the trials.
Right, yeah, and you think of phase three, those are normally much longer trials and involve a lot of people getting the vaccine, so you have as big a test group as possible. But these experts are saying that introducing a vaccine to the Russian population without that widespread testing could end up having some serious negative consequences, including unexpected side effects or simply undermining public trust in their efficacy. If there's one thing that's lacking in Russia, I'd say it's probably public trust in the system. But what do I know? I'm not a Russian. Putin.
Or
speaking,
are you?
I guess I could be. Putin yesterday was speaking at a conference. He said, I know it has proven, I can't do my Russian voice. I know it's proven efficient and forms a stable immunity. And I would like to repeat that it has passed all the necessary tests, which apparently means giving the vaccine to his daughter. He said she's feeling well and has a high number of antibodies. They added that right now there are three vaccines worldwide, one in the U.S., one in U.K., and one in China, that are either entering or headed towards their phase three trials, and at least 16 other vaccines currently in clinical trials in Australia, France, Germany, India, Russia, South Korea, the U.K., the U.S., and China. But this has been a global race for this vaccine, because obviously whoever comes out with the best vaccine and the quickest vaccine to save as many people as possible, they'll get more standing in the world, and also, of course, a lot of those Russian rubles that would come along with that vaccine.
So the Russian vaccine already ready to go?
I guess so. I don't know when they plan on sticking the needle in some of these Russian folks over there, but it looks like they're planning on going ahead and moving on with the vaccine in Russia.
Anything of the in there on the breakdown of the Russian vaccine? What percentage is vodka? Is there?
I think only 99.8%.
Okay,
vodka.
Good. All right, then the rest is inert minerals. Beautiful. All right, 728 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Boardings. Dr. Bill's on the way, and he's got some tropical waves that have caught his attention coming across the Atlantic. He'll break those down for us when we come back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are investigating a shooting at the Cedar Trace Apartments on Village Green Drive. Happened just before 10 o'clock last night. One person was shot. We do not have an update on their condition this morning. The Saraland School District reports no new cases of coronavirus after a student tested positive on the second day of school. Friday, a day after classes began, school officials were notified about the infected student. Five students who had been in close contact were sent home. Mobile Mayor Sandy Simpson will nominate a new fire chief today. He will present his pick to the city council for approval. Stimson has selected Jeremy Lamy, the current chief of staff for Mobile Fire Rescue. Mark Seeley, chief for the last 3 years, is stepping down at the end of the month after 29 years with the department. Seeley will become the fire chief in Gulf Shores. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country has approved the world's first vaccine for COVID-19. Correspondent Matthew Chance with more.
It's been definitely developed at breakneck speed. And of course, that's led to all sorts of criticism about whether this vaccine is safe or even if it's effective. Vladimir Putin has appeared on national television in a sort of televised video conference with senior officials, with his cabinet effectively in Russia. And he made that announcement.
The move paves the way for mass inoculations, even as the final stages of clinical trials to test the safety and efficacy of the vaccine continue. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the chance of the Russian vaccine being highly effective is, in his words, not great. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up strong this morning with word of that Russian vaccine. They're up 300 points right now. S&P futures are up more than 18 points. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. A California judge has ordered Uber and Lyft to reclassify their workers from independent contractors to employees with benefits, a ruling that could be consequential for gig economy workers if it survives the appeals process. The judge ruled that Lyft and Uber's thousands of contract drivers should be given the same protections and benefits under labor law as other full-time employees of the ride-hailing companies. If the technology in your life is driving you crazy, you're not alone. According to a new study by a global tech support company, 80% of us experience some sort of tech frustration every day, and our reactions range from panic and frustration to true anger. Among our biggest issues, forgotten passwords, Zoom microphone problems, an avalanche of emails, a TV that isn't smart enough, and purchased Kindle books that never show up. Crude oil, sharply higher, trading at $42.66 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's your money now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
A little rain in the mix this morning in the south end of Mobile and Baldwin counties. Kind of a change.
Yeah, and some of it now is affecting areas in Baldwin County, a little bit to the north, up near Foley. And but we're going to see more thunderstorms develop farther inland as temperatures increase. Land warms up, and we expect quite a bit of thunderstorm activity as we go through the afternoon hours today. We will get into the low 90s, around 92 to 93 degrees, so we'll have some sunshine this morning. And then with the thunderstorm activity, the clouds will build and spread over the area this afternoon. Now tonight, the rainfall activity will taper off through the evening, and we'll cool to about 75 degrees tomorrow morning. For tomorrow, start out with sunshine and then scattered to numerous thunderstorms in the afternoon and developing in the late morning hours, but through the afternoon, and the high tomorrow will be in the low 90s. And the rest of the week is going to be fairly active through the afternoons with thunderstorms. Thursday and Friday, partly cloudy in the low 90s with a good chance for thunderstorms in the afternoon. And then over the weekend, same thing, partly cloudy to mostly sunny, with scattered thunderstorms through the afternoon hours, and the weekend highs will be in the lower 90s.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What are you watching there?
All right, now looking good across the Caribbean and also the Gulf of Mexico, but the focus right now is on the tropical Atlantic. We have a rather well-organized tropical wave that's about midway between Africa and the Caribbean, and it looks like it could become a tropical depression or a named storm in the next 24 to 48 hours. It's moving in a west-northwest direction, and in a few days will likely affect the northern part of the Leeward Islands. We also have a tropical wave now moving off the African coast, so things are really warming up now out in the Atlantic.
And remind folks, too, that it was already going to be a busy hurricane season, but they've adjusted the numbers up.
Oh, that's right. We have 9 named storms so far. But the research center out of Colorado State University is now predicting an additional 15 named storms, and that'll bring it up to 24. And if that occurs, that'll be the second most active season in history.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast. And a look at the tropics, 737, sitting at 80 degrees. Here we go, 80 degrees, and traffic is on the way next.
Mobile Bay Coins. This is Ron.
Good morning, Ron. It's Dave.
Dude, what did you do now?
Since the mask ordinance started, I thought it'd be a good idea for the kids to be creative and make their own. You know, keep them entertained and safe.
Dave, that sounds inventive and fun for the kids. I may even tell my son about that.
Well, they did such a great job, I shared a video of them wearing them on TikTok.
Sounds great, Dave.
No, it wasn't. Turns out they got into Mrs. Dave's top dresser drawer. Now, all our family and friends have seen the kids dancing around wearing the wife's unmentionables as face masks. I'm going to need something really nice to get out of this one.
I know we have a beautiful vintage black onyx stone in a white and gold setting. She'll love it. I'm sure Tony, our jeweler, still has her ring size on file. I have Tony get right on it.
Hopefully, you'll never be in the same situation as Dave. But when you want a unique special gift for any occasion, your first choice should be Mobile Bay Coins.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, find them on Facebook and at mobilebaycoins.com. Rats, raccoons, squirrels, bats, all can cause serious damage to your property, even spread disease to people and pets. Before they wreak havoc on your life, call the experts. Wildlife Solutions, locally owned and operated by a certified wildlife biologist who knows the breeding cycles and habits of these animals. They don't just get rid of the pests you hear and see now, but solve the problem for good. At Wildlife Solutions, rodent, insect, and animal control is their main business, not a sideline. See all their services at wildlifesolutionsinc.com.
From the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, we do have a new accident at Moffitt and McCrary. It's with injuries, so be careful. Also, delays continue near 90 and 181 in the Eastern Shore Center, and we've got some strong showers still moving through the Foley area, so be careful on the way in this morning. Are you shopping for floors? Well, Bama Flooring is a place to go. They have over 400 options in waterproof flooring, from Mohawk, Shaw, and Stainmaster carpet to hardwoods and laminate, offering great savings store-wide. See them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 739 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on the way. Quinn Hilliard joins us in the 8 o'clock hour, plus turning up your voice all the time at 343-0106. Not a bad idea to put that in your contacts list, just FM Talk 106.5. Phone number, if y'all aren't from around here, 251-343-0106. Oh, I saw this too. Dalton, this may be road trip time.
All right.
Another drive-in concert coming to our area, Pensacola Interstate Fair. Has Metallica coming the Metallica concert airs August 29th. Tickets are on sale this Friday, cost $115 per car, and six people are allowed in one car. Now, that means if six people are allowed, then you hide, except nobody hardly has trunks anymore. Very few people, you know, with all the SUVs and pickups, it's a little harder to hide people in the trunk to get them into the Metallica show.
Yeah. Man, you better make sure that your radio can be turned up to the max if you're going to be watching the Metallica show.
What is that? Is that a, let's check our calendar here, the 29th. Is that a Friday? I got to, like, my whole life revolves around, well, what night of the week is it? It's, Saturday night.
Oh, good.
I'm in.
Metallica is one of those shows that's on my bucket list. I've never seen Metallica play live, and I guess this might be the closest I'll ever get.
Well, will you feel like you could check it off if you watch it from a car?
I'll half check it.
We've got the FM Talk 106.5 mobile command unit. You know, we could have our own little wet bar in there and everything.
Yeah, I feel bad for whoever's parked behind us, but we could do that.
That's true. They're not going to see much there. But yeah, that show coming up on the 29th. All right, 7:41. And then yesterday, this was a strange going on. Barely a minute into the nightly coronavirus news conference, President Trump was interrupted by a Secret Service agent who asked him to leave the room and go to safety. It was a result of a shooting outside the complex that left one suspect wounded. Bob Constantini has more.
Barely a minute into his coronavirus update, the president interrupted.
Records, hopefully soon. Excuse me?
A Secret Service agent asked the president to step inside the press room offices away from the windows. The complex was put on lockdown, but someone who was outside at the time reported hearing two shots.
There was a shooting outside of the White House and seems to be very well under control. I'd like to thank the Secret Service for doing...
A Secret Service statement says the incident occurred where 17th Street goes past the closed part of Pennsylvania Avenue, an area guarded by uniformed personnel. Minutes after being rushed out of the briefing room, the president stepped back in to tell the media more about what happened.
It seems that the shooting was done by law enforcement at that person, at the suspect. It was the suspect who was shot.
The pedestrian plaza in front of the White House was closed off to the public for many weeks and only recently reopened because of the concern for protests related to Black Lives Matter.
Do I seem rattled? It's unfortunate that this is a world, but the world's always been a dangerous place.
According to the Secret Service, there was no breach of a closed-off White House area. At the briefing itself, President Trump expanded on the executive orders he signed Saturday with the intention of providing some enhanced unemployment benefits without congressional approval, letting workers defer payroll taxes and other items.
We're going to suspend payments on student loans through the end of the year and then another extension most likely because it's not fair to the students.
But Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly insists the efforts are hollow without congressional action.
I think it's sort of almost a Hail Mary pass because if you really look at the substance behind what he did, there's very little substance.
No talks were held on Monday among the White House, congressional Republicans, and Democrats. Bob Costantini, Washington.
743 FM Talk 106.5. Also talking about shooting. I mean, continue to look at the story from Chicago, and now under lockdown in the wake of the looting going on there and the shootings from the other night. And now, I guess they made arrests yesterday. 100 people arrested.
Wow.
I guess overnight, Sunday into Monday, when looting and violence overtook the street. Report out from Chicago, 13 police officers were injured, including a sergeant who was attacked with a bottle, and at least two civilians were shot during the unrest after midnight Sunday night in the early hours of Monday morning, as hundreds overran the city's upscale Magnificent Mile shopping district and surrounding areas with vandalism and violence. Suspects are facing several charges, including looting, battery against a police officer, and disorderly conduct. Investigators are also searching for suspects who fired shots at police, according to Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown. We'll talk more about this coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, and also the VP stakes for Biden. We'll talk to Quinn Hillier about that around 8:05. Sports is on the way, and headlines from WKRG next.
Imagine all the charm and character of a home in Midtown Mobile without the upkeep and maintenance, without the yard work and responsibility. Now you're thinking of 1412 Midtown. These apartment homes are located on Government Street in the beautiful historic district just minutes from downtown Mobile. 1412 Midtown puts you close to shopping, dining, and entertainment. Newly renovated with granite countertops and matching stainless steel appliances, the character of this 1942 built home remains with majestic oaks and real hardwood floors. 1 and 2 bedrooms available with central heat and air, frost-free refrigerators, and gas ranges. All units are cable-ready and include washer-dryer hookups. This residence is professionally managed with 24-hour emergency maintenance. If you're ready for Midtown living, call us at 251-345-1260 to schedule an appointment and to see these special homes. Before you know it, you'll be living your best life at 1412 Midtown.
This is Heather Humphreys, formerly of Collision Experts. For those of you who missed me, I'm back. After operating a collision center for 20-plus years, I'm excited to announce my new shop, On-Site Auto Solutions on Halls Mill Road, near I-10. I've been assisting customers with their auto body repair since 1993. Your scratched door, dented hood, or full detail, we're here to help. On-Site Auto Solutions. Call 209-6114. Excellent work, top-notch service, and at an affordable price. On-Site Auto Solutions, 209-6114.
Damn the torpedoes and full speed ahead. It's time for the 18th annual Mystic Stripers Family Fishing Rodeo Saturday, August 15th at Dauphin Island Marina. Fish in 16 different inshore or offshore categories. Cash jackpots for king mackerel and speckled trout, plus thousands of dollars in door prizes and the Mystic Angler cash drawings of $100, $200, and $250 will be given away. Due to COVID-19, prize winners will be contacted after the rodeo, and social distancing guidelines will be in place on site. Tickets are $25. Kids 12 and under, $10. Kids prizes for croaker, hard-headed catfish, and white trout supplied by Bass Pro Shops. The Stripers proudly donate 20% of the cash jackpots, plus match it for St. Jude's Children's Hospital. For tournament details and tickets, visit mssrodeo.com. The Mystic Stripers Family Fishing Rodeo, August 15th, Dauphin Island Marina, sponsored by Bass Pro Shops, Mobile Appliance, L&M Tires, Smith Electric, Greer's Food Tiger, Dennis Lang and Construction, Don's Heating and Air, and Butch Cassidy's and Judy's Place.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are investigating a shooting at the Cedar Trace Apartments on Village Green Drive. Happened just before 10 o'clock last night. One person was shot. We do not have an update on their condition this morning. The Saraland School District reports no new cases of coronavirus after a student tested positive on the second day of school. Friday, a day after classes began, school officials were notified about the infected student. 5 students who had been in close contact were sent home. Mobile Mayor Sandy Simpson will nominate a new fire chief today. He will present his pick to the city council for approval. Simpson has selected Jeremy Lamy, the current chief of staff for Mobile Fire Rescue. Mark Seeley, chief for the last 3 years, is stepping down at the end of the month after 29 years with the department. Seeley will become the fire chief in Gulf Shores. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
I'm Dr. Howard Rubenstein, mayor of the city of Saraland. As a new school year begins, I would like to remind drivers that school zones will be areas of congested traffic. Stay alert and be prepared to stop suddenly when driving in places where children are present. Please observe speed limits in school zones and cooperate with safety personnel and school bus drivers. Buckle up, slow down, keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and don't text while driving. This school year, please give the gift of courtesy behind the wheel.
Good morning, 7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Yesterday was a day filled with many anonymous sources, rumors, and speculation in the world of college football. After the Mid-American Conference announced on Saturday that they will not play football this fall, well-respected journalists began reporting that the Big Ten would soon become the first Power Five conference to either postpone or cancel their season, and that the Pac-12 was likely to follow their lead. Around 10 a.m. yesterday, reports began surfacing that the Big Ten had voted to postpone the season. Soon, Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh, Ohio State coach Ryan Day, and Penn State coach James Franklin began tweeting their disapproval of the move to cancel the season. Yahoo's Pete Thamel later tweeted that he was told by a Big Ten official that no vote had actually been held. So Big Ten officials did meet last night, but no announcement has been made of their decision. Pac-12 school presidents are scheduled to meet today to vote on whether they will play fall sports this year. And the SEC and ACC do plan to move ahead with football. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey tweeted yesterday that the best advice he's received is to be patient. Alabama head coach Nick Saban and several other SEC coaches and athletic directors were more direct, saying that they intend to play football this fall. CBS Sports reported that an ACC official said the league, quote, absolutely plans on playing football in the fall. That report came after an ACC conference call with athletic directors and university presidents. And that leaves us with the Big 12. Leaders from the Big 12 conference will reportedly meet by phone tonight to explore their options. The Dallas Morning News reports they'll be joined by medical advisors on that call. It doesn't seem that anyone, including Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby, has a clear read on what the conference directors will decide, so the Big 12 could end up being the swing vote in the Power Five conferences. In the group of five, athletic directors and school leaders from each conference met to discuss their plans for the season. After the MAC became the first FBS conference to postpone football, the Mountain West Conference announced yesterday that they are also postponing their season. They did say that the Air Force Academy could seek to play an independent schedule if they'd like. Yesterday evening, Brett McMurphy from Stadium.com reported that the Sun Belt Conference plans to follow the SEC's lead and play sports this fall. He also reported that despite Old Dominion canceling their fall season, the rest of Conference USA still plans to play this year. And Sports Illustrated's Ross Dellinger tweeted last night that the American Athletic Conference is also moving forward with a 2020 fall season. So to recap, in the Power 5, the Big Ten and Pac-12 are likely to call off their 2020 season. The SEC and ACC are cautiously optimistic about playing, and the Big 12 is the wild card. In the group of five, the MAC and Mountain West have canceled their seasons, while the Sun Belt, Conference USA, and American are full speed ahead. In baseball last night, Philadelphia scored 10 runs in the first two innings on their way to a 13-8 win over Atlanta. Washington crushed the Mets 16-4. Tampa beat Boston 8-7. Houston got the win over San Francisco, and the Padres beat the LA Dodgers. The NHL Stanley Cup playoffs begin tonight. Last night, the New York Rangers won the NHL draft lottery and the right to select consensus number one draft pick Alexis Lafreniere in the 2020 draft. And in NFL news, New England has signed veteran running back Lamar Miller to a one-year deal. Miller has picked up nearly 7,500 yards from scrimmage and 40 total touchdowns in an eight-year career with Miami and Houston. 7:52 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. As the sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, like many, COVID-19 has pushed many of our events back to the future. But slowly and safely, we're moving ahead. As schools open back up, we're seeing a return of school-based sports competitions in the Mobile area. Coming up September 3rd through 5th, the MSA presents the 28th annual Mobile Challenge of Champions cross-country meet at Langan Park. For more details, visit MobileChallengeofChampions.net. Go all out. We do.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
As the new school year begins, Chief Kendrick, on behalf of the City of Robertsdale and the officers of Robertsdale Police Department, reminds you to stay alert in school zones, areas of congested traffic. Remember to be patient, watch for children, and follow the directions of the traffic guards. While we may face many challenges this school year, let's attempt to make this school year a safe one. This back-to-school safety message provided by Chief Kendrick of the Robertsdale Police Department. Community leaders taking part in the Gulf Coast Back-to-School Safety Campaign.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, they do have that accident at Moffitt and McCrary with road blockage and minor injuries. Tow trucks are on the way, but it's going to be slow there for a while. State troopers are on the scene. Mobile Police Department now working any new wrecks, and it's been a good ride across the Bayway, the Causeway, in each direction. Lambert's Cafe, home of the Thrilled Rolls, Highway 59 in Foley, got you covered for lunch today. Pork chops, roast beef, barbecue ribs, and what they're known for, all their free pass-arounds, okra, fried potatoes, and all the Thrilled Rolls you can catch in Foley. It's Lambert's Cafe, and I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:55 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. A couple programming notes for today. Of course, week two of the Jeff Poor Show gets cranked up. Well, got cranked up yesterday, but today at 9, from 9 to noon, the Jeff Poor Show, which, by the way, pulls together this show, Mobile Mornings and Midday Mobile, and we have an 8-hour block, consecutive hours of live local talk from this studio every weekday. It's exciting. Exciting to have Jeff on board, and you can check out his show coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. Also, on the way today, second Tuesday of the month, that means Mobile County Sheriff Sam Cochran joins me for your chance to ask the sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
1 o'clock today during Midday Mobile. Remember, if you've got questions for the sheriff, you can just, like my kin folks say, directly ask him the questions here, and we get it every time. He comes in for an hour. Hangs out with us. You can call in. You can text in questions. We'll present those to the sheriff. That comes up at 1 o'clock today.
Yeah, I'm working on something for this afternoon. I'm going to ask him a concealed carry question that he has not yet been asked.
It's not possible.
You're right. I don't think
get
it's possible.
Get digging, but I think we've had every concealed carry permit question out there. But you can ask him again. He answers them every time. He's affable like that. All right. So I've got two stories are competing in my mind to go to. One, you make the call. One story about... you could get $1 million, but there's something you would have to agree to get this $1 million.
Okay.
And another story, how to avoid freezer burn on your ice cream.
The first story.
Okay. So here, this is, if you could get $1 million, but in exchange, every traffic light you ever hit would be red.
Oh, no.
Would you take the $1 million?
Yes.
This is being debated right now on Reddit. Answers mostly leaning towards taking the money. So $1 million bucks. Let me do this, because before somebody does it on the text line. Well, after taxes, that's you get $1 million, right, in exchange every traffic light. It would be like being on Airport Boulevard all the time. But you would have to, for the rest of your life, every traffic light would be red.
Yeah.
I guess they would eventually change and let you through. But in other words, you never get the satisfaction of making it through light after light.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't be cool. But $1 million is pretty cool. All you'd have to do is leave like 10, 15 minutes earlier every time. Problem solved.
Then you just count that money.
Yeah, and you count the money.
I don't know, what do y'all think? Would you take that deal? $1 million, but every traffic light you hit for the rest of your life is red? Let us know on the text line right now at 343-0106.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are investigating a shooting at the Cedar Trace Apartments on Village Green Drive. Happened just before 10 o'clock last night. One person was shot. We do not have an update on their condition this morning. The Saraland School District reports no new cases of coronavirus after a student tested positive on the second day of school. Friday, a day after classes began, school officials were notified about the infected student. Five students who had been in close contact were sent home. Mobile Mayor Sandy Simpson will nominate a new fire chief today. He will present his pick to the city council for approval. Simpson has selected Jeremy Lamy, the current chief of staff for Mobile Fire Rescue. Mark Seeley, chief for the last 3 years, is stepping down at the end of the month after 29 years with the department. Seeley will become the fire chief in Gulf Shores. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Here in Alabama, we know strong borders and tough immigration laws keep our country safe. What part of this does Senator Doug Jones not understand? In Washington, Senator Jones joined D.C. liberals and voted against $25 billion to build a wall on our southern border. Jones even said,
I'm not going to give wall money just to give wall money.
It's part of a pattern. Jones even voted against declaring an illegal immigration emergency at the Mexican border, once again trying to stop us from building a wall. Senator Jones needs to get tough on border security. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to support S-53, the Wall Act of 2019, and vote to fully fund the border wall. Because border security is national security. Pay